Torah describes how after Yitzhak is born and they have a party when he is Nigmal, so Yishmael begins to litzachek and causing problems, and Sarah tells Avram that she wants him out. And Avram's response is that he doesn't really like the idea. Where he's upset. He's very distressed about what's happening with his son. So Rashi comments, because he's finding out that apparently Ishmael has fallen into a bad way. He's running with the wrong crowd. He's doing bad things. So that's Rashi's first interpretation, according to the Midrash. Upshuto asham rolo l'shalcho. But the Pashup Shad Rashi says is it's about what Sarah is saying to do to her son, to his son rather. Meaning it's about this whole story. He doesn't like the idea of getting rid of him. So these are two options in Rashi. One is that this is the first time apparently that he's hearing about what's going on with Yishmael, and he's sad to hear it. And the other option is that he just doesn't like the idea of getting rid of Yishmael. But the first interpretation is a little bit strange. How could Avram not know what's going on in his own home? How could he not be aware of what's going on with Ishmael? It kind of reminds us of what happens later on with Yitzchak and Esav a little bit, but it's a little bit surprising. So there are other interpretations. Rav Hirsch says that what's going on is that Avram is upset about the idea of getting rid of Ishmael because he says, if this is how Ishmael is when I'm here as an influence, can you imagine what he's going to be like when it's just Hagar as a parent? He's going to be even worse. And that's why Avram is upset. Not about finding out. He already knew about that, but he's upset about that. Other interpretations, very creative interpretations, the Chatam Sofer actually says, Alodot Beno doesn't mean about Yishmael, it means about the sons of Yishmael. It's almost Banav. Meaning, he was upset because he said, you know, maybe Yishmael is a problem, but maybe his sons will be okay, or his grandkids will be okay. And that's why when Hashem says, listen to the voice of Sarah, it's because Sarah's Ruach HaKodesh is stronger than Avram. So Sarah can see that, no, the future of Yishmael is actually not very good. Now, some of this clashes with what happens to Yishmael in the desert and what Hashem says, that he's going to judge him by Asher Husham, but that's what the Chatam Sofer says. So, Yom Tov.